This is the Daily Creative. December 9th, make it simple. One of the worst insults you can hurl at someone is to call them naive, right? I mean, when you do, you're essentially saying that they aren't mature enough or wise enough or worldly enough to understand the depth and complexity of the situation. If they only were as mature as you, they could actually see things for what they are. In an effort to not feel naive, we love making things more complicated than they actually are. We mock simple answers because they insult our pride. We love thinking the truth is complex because that makes us seem sophisticated and experienced. But the reality is that simple answers are often the right ones. I'm pretty certain Einstein wasn't disappointed when he arrived at E equals mc squared. When you're stuck, seek simplicity. How can you make what you're working on as simple as possible? Can you restate the problem in a new way that eliminates needless complexity of language and thought? Are there assumptions that could be clouding your view of the problem? Listen, and this is very important. It's not naive to seek simplicity in your work. It's not. It's actually a mark of maturity to seek simplicity. Seek to state your creative problem as simply as possible. Seek to simplify your processes, your systems. When you seek simplicity, you often gain clarity on the other side. Make it simple. Here's today's question. Is there any place where you're overcomplicating your work?